Hasta la vista, baby.
Now tuned in to Pop Drones every Wednesday morning, 10 a.m. Very special episode this week, counting down our favorite 7-inches of the year, and there is a lot of them. We got a lot to get through. Most you've heard on the show before, maybe several times. That one there, we've played to death. That was Crystal Stilts, Love is a Wave, from their 7-inch on the Slumberland label. We're going to jump right back into it, and we got one of my favorite hits from the Fresh and Onlys.
About the impact the Olympic Games could have on civil liberties?
The BC Civil Liberties Association is training UBC students to act as legal observers during the Games.
Observers will report observations back to the BCCLA's team of lawyers who are prepared to go to court to protect people's rights where complaints can't be resolved informally.
Focusing on accountable conduct in interactions between civilians and police, the observers' firsthand evidence will form a solid foundation for those legal actions.
If you are interested in participating, come to Legal Observer Training on Thursday, December 10th at noon in the sub in room 212.
Space is limited.
To register, email stephanie@bccla.org.
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9, rounding up this year's best 7 inches. And it's been a pretty good run so far this year. A few more supposedly coming out by the end of the year. Brand new 7-inch by The Fresh and Only is actually due out in a couple weeks. We just had their one from earlier this year on the Dirty Knobby label based out of Seattle. That was Fresh and Only's with I Saw You Seeing Me, followed by The Mantles with their Mount Saint Mountain 7-inch. That track was called Don't Lie, where you can actually find an alternate version of that on their Silt Breeze LP, their debut from earlier this year. Just after The Mantles, we heard Woods with the Dark from their Captured Tracks 7-inch. And right now we've got the first one from Real Estate being the offshoot project of Matt Mondenile from DuckTales. This track here is called Suburban Beverage. Pop Drone CITR 101.9.
Thank you. He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise, music that isn't in its right mind.
I'm back with Pop Drones and CITR 101.9. The last track there is Little Girls from Toronto with their debut 7-inch on the Captured Tracks label. That song was called Youth Tunes. And just ahead of that was Kurt Vile with a very hard-to-get 7-inch on the Skull Tones label. That track was called A Subliminal Message. And starting off the set there was Real Estate with their track Suburban Beverage, taken from their 7-inch released on the Underwater Peoples label. Yeah, we're counting down our favorite 7-inch releases of the year, in no particular order, of course. Right now we've got, this was a tough one to choose here, this next one. This is a brand new one by Best Coast. It's actually Bethany Cosentino, formerly of Pocahontas. And she's definitely released an onslaught of 7-inches in the last couple months. But this is definitely the best one, and this made the rounds quite heavily in the summer through the mighty blogosphere. This is Best Coast with her track from her Art Fag 7-inch, The Sun Was High, So Was I.
CITR loves its friends. Having a Friends of CITR card entitles you to awesome discounts from businesses in your community. Maybe downtown is your stomping ground. Present your CITR card at 212 Productions Limited, Beat Street Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, Hits Boutique, Dream Apparel and Articles for People, Scratch Records, The Fall Tattooing, Flaming Angel Designs, Spank Clothing, Heart and Soul, Pacific Cinematheque, and True Value Vintage, and receive great discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
I wanna love you and treat you right. I wanna love you.
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. We're counting down my favorite 7 inches of the year. Plenty that we've played many a times on this show. And yeah, we're probably going to hear them at least one last time before the year closes out. I think next week will be probably my favorite tracks from full length records, and then maybe we'll be able to jam in a best of cassettes edition. But right now we are still working through the 7 inches here. Last track there was Roman Soldiers, which is a collaborative effort between Gary War and Blank Dogs. Big year for collaborations, especially with Blank Dogs, and he appeared on that track just before with the Mayfair set. Mayfair set being Blank Dogs with the Dum Dum Girls, who of course we heard just before that with their track Long Hair, taken from their 7-inch on the Hozak label. That was a Hozak Hookup Club members only track there. And just before that was Best Coast with Sun Was High, So Was I, taken from her Art Fag 7-inch, which that might be one of my favorite 7-inches of the year, at least. We're going to be saving my favorite track for the very, very last section of the show here. So stay tuned for that. All right, now we're going to do a little spotlight on one of my favorite labels. I'm so happy to have them be local as well. It's Sweet Rod, of course, who we play to death on this show, and he's put out about a half a dozen 7-inches. We're going to hear about 4 of them right now. We're going to start off with Austin, Texas, and their band Woven Bones. This is Your Sorcery, taken from their Sweet Rod 7-inch.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're listening to Pop Drones, running through the best 7 inches of 2009, and that right there is my favorite local 7 inch. That is Sex Church with their track Dead End, taken from their Sweet Rot 7 inch, just released a few months back. Sweet Rot having a busy year, having a little highlight there for you. We got Francis Dictaphone with their track Far, 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 Far. And ahead of that was Flight from Mississippi with Flowers and Woven Bones and Your Sorcery, starting off the Sweet Rot set. Sweet Rot's been around for about 3 years now, and he's put out 7 or 8 7-inches a year since. And he's finally making the big leap into LP territory. Early next year, we should see the release of Nerve City Full Length, which we're very excited about here. We've played some of their earlier 7-inches and cassettes here, and should be good to see a full length coming. All the best luck to Sweet Rot, and keep your ears to the ground. And speaking of labels, usually on top of things, especially in the 7-inch world, Hozak had another banner year, and their Hozak Hookup Club being a definite highlight. Earlier we heard the exclusive Long Hair track by the Dum Dum Girls, which actually ended up getting them signed to Sub Pop, so congratulations to them. Hozak, being the taste-making label that they are, have put out another great 7-inch by a group called Mother of Tears, based out of Chicago, Illinois, also where Hozak is from. And Mother of Tears actually features members from The Ponies and The Brides, so it's a bit of a super group there, I suppose. We're going to hear Little Ratty right now on Pop Drones.
Little Ratty, are you ready? thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
Back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9, almost at the conclusion of our 7-inch countdown of the year. I'm actually thinking of making this a 2-part episode. We've only got about 20 minutes left, and I have still about a dozen 7-inches to play. And I definitely put a lot aside last night when I was setting the show up. So I think we're going to do a part 2 next week. So you'll have to tune in to hear the rest. Things are going to get a little heavier from here on in. We're done with the most of the garage stuff here. That last track there was Matt K. Shrugs' second release for Plastic Idol Records. And Matt K. Shrug from Sacramento, California, with his third 7-inch. He had a pretty good one last year on Tic Tac Totally. And yes, like I just said, to this year on Plastic Idol, also based out of Sacramento, California. And we also heard a new one from Idle Times, based out of Seattle, also taken from the Hozak label. And it was a Hozak double shot there. And just before that was Mother of Tears with a little ratty taken from their Hozak Hookup Club 7-inch as well. Right now we're gonna head over to one of my other favorite labels, pretty much of all time, SS Records, also based out of Sacramento, California, and this is UV Race with Malaria.
We'll be right back.
You are tuned into Pop Drones. We are rolling through our favorite 7 inches of the year. Officially part one. We're gonna do part two next week. We got a lot to cover here, a lot more than not enough time, and too many amazing 7 inches this year. The last one there by Drunk Driver, who have had a pretty phenomenal year. That track's called Fire Sale, taken from their Fashionable Idiots 7-inch from way back, I think sometime January, February of 09. For that, we heard Philadelphia's Watery Love on All Night. Okay, that song's called All Night Long, taken from their Richie Records 7-inch release. And then UV Race with Malaria. They're from Melbourne, Australia, and that's taken from their 7-inch debut on SS Records. Right now, this is probably about my second to favorite 7-inch of the year. Who knows? I keep changing my mind. But this is Charles Albright with I Wanna Hold You. That's about it for this week, folks. We got our favorite 7-inch of the year coming up. That last one there was Charles Albright with their three-song 7-inch Threat on the SS label. And this is about it, folks. Sick Alps, L Mansion. This is my favorite 7-inch of the year, my favorite track of the year, probably. And it was released on the Slumberland label. This one should still be available. I highly recommend you visiting your local grocer and picking this one up ASAP. If you can't find it, you might be able to pick it up when Sick Alps come to town. That's December 18th. They'll be playing with Magic Markers, neither of whom have been here before. And they'll be playing at the Rickshaw Theater again. That's December 18th. I believe that's a Friday night. If not, it's a Saturday. That should be an amazing show, and apparently they'll also have Sick Alps split 12-inch with Magic Markers. Tour only 300 copies. Those are the scum stats there for you hardcore collectors. I wouldn't miss that show. I should be able to grab tickets at any of the obvious record store outlets. Right now, we're going to fade out this week's show with my favorite track of 2009, Sick Alps, El Mansion. We've got the Annoy Show coming up next, part two of the 7-inch 2009 extravaganza next week. Until then, folks.
Comedy series
telling the riotously funny Christmas tale of a radio station on the verge of collapse.
Starting December 7th, visit mentalbeast.com to follow the podcasts and video episodes.
Each podcast will feature a brand new Christmas-themed song by one of Vancouver's hottest indie acts, while the webisodes follow the behind-the-scenes antics at this down-on-its-luck station.
The series culminates with a party at the Biltmore Friday, December 18th, and the release of the Eggnog Experience compilation CD.
Featuring holiday performances from compilation contributors Brastronaut, Machu Picchu, Fine Mist, Makeup Videotape, World Club, Needles and Pins, Analog Bell Service, Rose Melberg and Nick Hergovich, Basketball, Tight, Solid, Vancouver, and Apollo Ghosts.
And a live special screening of the final video episode of Mental Beast.
As well as CITR's own Radio Zero DJs Tyler Fedchuk and Cam Dales. So join CATR and Mental Beast at the Biltmore on December 18th.
All the proceeds from the Mental Beast Project and Eggnog Experience compilation album will be donated to the Vancouver Food Bank.
Stewie, hey.
Hey there. So, it's been 24 hours. Got my money?
Oh, you know what? Just give me till next Friday. I'll have it for you.
Oh, that's funny. I could have sworn I said have it today.
Yeah, I don't have it. Sorry.
Oh, well, all right then. That's good, OJ. Ah! Ah! Yeah, that hurt. That hurt.
What the hell?
Yeah, it feels so
good. Thank you to all the donors who pledged their financial support during the CITR on-air fund drive. Oh, we are moved by your generosity, and thank you for enabling us to purchase new equipment and improve our programming. Do remember to stop by the station, pay your pledges, and pick up your prizes. We look forward to meeting you anytime between 10